Final hour, Darren Donick and Chase here on ESPN 102.5 The Game on this Friday afternoon. Hope everybody's having a good day to this point. It has been a beautiful day here in Middle Tennessee. Darren McFarland, Willie Donick, and Chase McCabe with you. Now Lee Sterling from Paramount Sports. He's going to give you some winners this weekend. Lee, how you doing?
Doing great. As long as we got enough games to play, and I'm sure you're excited, as long as the Vols and the Titans play, it's going to be a good weekend.
Yeah, we're keeping our fingers crossed here, as we've learned to do. We know there's no Missouri and Vanderbilt game, but so far, Titans, Vols, all that.
Well, maybe that's a good thing, right?
Well, some may think that way. Yeah, for sure.
Right.
Maybe they think that way because the numbers in that South Carolina game were not good, and then it just got south in a hurry. All right, let's start with that Tennessee-Kentucky game. Long-standing rivalry between these two programs. Tennessee, over the years, the big body of work has, you know, run up a lot of wins over Kentucky. But this Kentucky team coming off a nice defensive effort against Mississippi State, just giving up a safety. Tennessee coming off things getting away from them in the second half against Georgia. This game is just under a touchdown in Knoxville. What do you think?
Well, they're feisty. they make you do things you're not comfortable doing, and you got to love what they did. As we saw more and more of Mississippi State, we realize now that Costello was a quarterback. He's a pro-set quarterback. He does not really fit that air raid offense, and they didn't have great receivers, and they were patient and made him go the length of the field, not give up big plays, so we give him credit. But the offense for Kentucky, averaging just 2.6 yards per carry, passing, you see most teams fall in the 7 to 9 yards per attempt range. They're averaging just 3.5 yards per attempt and only 4 for 14 on third downs last week. Just, it's not good enough. And I think Tennessee's one of those teams that may not be able to beat, you know, the big boys and the Georgias and the Alabamas yet, but I think they can handle, and I think they're mature enough not after a loss to lose their composure and fall back again. And I think they're going to win this game here. They won last year 17-13 with just 18 minutes of possession time. I like Tennessee 27-17.
Yeah, those Kentucky offensive numbers in today's college football landscape, that's pathetic. Where everybody's scoring at will. All right, let's go to the big tilt Saturday night. It is the college football game of the year. We just had Greg McElroy on to end the last hour. He kind of painted the picture to us that no Nick Saban on the sidelines, no big deal for Alabama. That line has been going down, though, since the news came out that he had tested positive for COVID-19. But, of course, Bama at home, they're still the favorite. 2 versus 3. How do you see that game playing out?
So, very rarely do you see a coach affect the line. He affected it with a solid 6. It went down to 4. It's come back right now to 4.5 most places. Number 2 offense of Alabama against number 2 defense in Georgia. Alabama's averaging 51 points a game. Georgia's allowing just 12 points per game. What Georgia does really well is stop the run, and they just shut down the Auburn and Tennessee running games. And most college teams cannot go down the field, you know, just clicking and hitting on 3rd and 6, 3rd and 8, and 3rd and 10 situations. Alabama's good, but they won't even be able to do it. So they got to run the ball some. I think that their offensive line is a cut above those two teams. Also, they have a back that, you know, probably going to be drafted in the 1st or 2nd round. And if they're able to get, no, they're not going to get 200 yards, but maybe hit the century mark, 125, 135 yards, it'll open up things for the passing game. And Jaylen Waddle and Devontae Smith, these two guys are going to be first-round picks unless they get hurt. And the Bama defense has played horrible, but I think they're going to simplify the scheme and just try to man up here a little bit. And maybe they were peeking ahead to Georgia. I'm going to say, Roll Tide, Alabama, 34-23.
Lee Sterling with us. He's on a roll. Let's keep it going. Paramount Sports, and we're going to tell you how you can get involved with them in just a moment, so get ready for that info. Let's move on to the NFL here. Very intriguing matchup, Green Bay against Tampa Bay, and it's a tight one, and it's an important one, certainly, in the NFC picture.
Yeah, it is, and sometimes it's how bad do you need the game. And Green Bay at one point was 4-0. They go on the bye week. They probably would have loved to have played a couple more weeks before they go on the bye. So it's not a must-win game. Tampa Bay, 2 losses already. They can't afford to lose this game. I think getting back Goodwin, I think that's the difference here. And he and Evans have only played a little over one game together. I think the Green Bay secondary is vulnerable. Give me Tampa Bay. Wrong team's favored, 30-27.
Gotcha. And then another big, big division game, and it's probably as big as any game the Browns have played in a couple years here as they continue their good season. Baker Mayfield, good win last week against the Colts. Yep. A little bit banged up, but I'm sure he'll be you got to believe he's going to be ready to go for the Steelers, who have not lost a game yet.
Yeah, and I he'll be ready. And they have a couple guys also, not 100%. But the bottom line here is they're going to have to play with a lead. If they play from behind, I think they're in trouble. Baker Mayfield, three interceptions, just three interceptions on the year. Cleveland, number one in the NFL with plus eight turnovers. But I think they're going to be playing from behind. I think Pittsburgh's defense, they only came out with their C-minus D-plus game last week against Philadelphia. They have 20 sacks in four games. It's an average of five sacks a game. I think the defense is going to turn it up here. They were looking ahead to the helmet-throwing rematch, and Chase Claypool's come out of nowhere. So that means that Juju Smith-Schuster might have a huge game. I like Pittsburgh 35-27.
Mm. Prop bet, will there be a fight? What do you got?
No. Probably four or five to one odds. Not happening.
Okay.
Lee Sterling is with us. ParamountSports.com is the website. 800-400-9741. Lee, it is Locktober. Tell us a little more about that.
Yeah, they want to get involved. I know a lot of people love to come on board, but, you know, maybe they can't make the commitment financially or not ready to do it for a month or a season. How about this? We won 5 out of 6 weeks this year. We hit our 45-unit play. Last week in the NFL, we're now 49-15-1 on these 40 to 50 unit top selections. You can get seven games, just $77. It's an instant download. So as soon as you purchase it, all the games are available. Four in the college, three in the NFL, with the ratings from 10 to 50 units. Seven games, just $77. ParamountSports.com or call 800-400-9741.
Cannot beat that. All right, Tennessee minus -3. Versus the Houston Texans here in Nashville.
I think this is a great battle with quarterbacks. Tannehill's red hot, and Watson, he's thrown for over 350 yards in four games this year. I mean, the over is something to look at, but as far as the game here, I think it's last team with the ball. I think it's going to be Tennessee. I think they're going to win a shootout here. Both secondaries can be had, but I think Tennessee comes out on top 31-30, but I'm taking Houston plus the points.
Houston plus the points. There you go. And then finally, your game of the week. All you have to do is call that number, 800-400-9741. Your game of the week is Kansas City minus -3.5 versus Buffalo.
Great matchup. Monday night, two teams coming off losses. Must win games for both teams. So call 800-400-9741 to get that game for free. And like I said, seven games, $77. No one with a documented record, even close to ours here at Paramount Sports. ParamountSports.com, 7 for $77.
I know they need to call you for that game of the week, but let's end with this. I just want to ask you your thoughts. Do you think Le'Veon Bell will have any impact with Kansas City this year? Is that a good signing or virtually doesn't mean anything in your mind?
Maybe for a team like that, it'll help them. But any other team like the Dolphins, trust me, I got the word. He fell asleep more times in meetings than you have fingers and toes.
Wow.
Not a good sign.
No, probably not a good sign. Lee, have a great weekend. Hopefully a lot of people are going to be requesting your picks because they want to do well this weekend. Thanks for doing
this. Let's keep rolling. Take care, guys.
All right, Lee Sterling, Paramount Sports. Let's keep rolling on the other side. Pick six time. That's next.
Time to be a winner.
I have come here to chew bubble gum and kick ass.
Pick this week's games against the spread for all the bragging rights.
You want some bad enough, then you come get some.
Feeling extra confident?
I'm the one true king.
Make that game your top shelf for double points. This is Pick Six, now on Darren, Donick, and Chase.
All right, it's Pick Six time. Here on Darren, Donick, and Chase. Before we get into this week's games, Elijah, first we must review.
A All right. It is review time, and if your name is Willie Donick, you might want to earmuff it, as they say in old school, because it was not pretty. Oh, Browns, Colts. Colts, 1.5 road favorite going into this. Definitely didn't cover that. Definitely didn't even win. The Brownies and that smothering defense and a little bit of offensive magic got the win, which is good news for Darren and Chase. Not so much for Willie, as he top shelf that one. Three underdogs. The Raiders, the Vikings, and the Dolphins. Well, two of the three actually won, not just the one that was needed to win the play. The only winner on that is Chase. Chase with the yes on that. No's from Willie and Darren. Number three, Vanderbilt.
I think Sean Henry on Twitter predicted that two of three would win.
Wow.
Thanks, you're right,
on that category.
Should be worth 2 points for Sean in the theoretical Preds.
Yeah, he did ask that question. Do I get an extra one? On the front end. He asked on the front end.
Willie was not in a giving mood last week in my absence. He just had the standard one-point questions. I tend to be a little bit more giving, but, you know.
Giving, bold, both the same.
I'm glad he didn't, though. I really am, because I had the wrong side.
Vanderbilt offensive touchdowns, two or more, and hilariously, it was not bad offensive showing from Vanderbilt. Cover your eyes if you're watching that game. That was not for children's viewing. Only one touchdown for the Commodores, and no points for Darren, Willie, or Chase, as you guys all picked yes. Tennessee at Georgia. If the game was only 1.5 long, every one of you guys would have gotten a point, and Chase would have gotten his top shelf. However, football is played with 2 halves. The Vols didn't get that memo either. They stayed in the locker room. Georgia scored 27, none for Tennessee. More passing yards, Jarrett Garantano or Stetson Bennett IV. Stetson Bennett threw for more after the first half, which is really all that matters.
It was close, though.
It was a lot closer, given the score of the game. Darren, top shelf Stetson Bennett. 2 points for Darren. 1 point for Willie as he took Stetson Bennett. Jarrett Garantano was Chase's pick, so no points for Chase. And then, lastly, Mookie Betts, Dansby Swanson, over under 5.5 hits in games 1 and 2. No hits for either of them in game 1, and then in game 2, they did not surpass 5.5 between the two of them. The only two getting that, Darren and Chase, as they both took the under, and the theme for Willie is missing, and he took the over on that. So, our results after several weeks here, Willie's lead has dwindled to 1. Willie 17, Darren 16, Chase 16. Big 4-point week from Darren to catch him back up. Big week from Chase
Big
to catch him up a little bit. And Willie, that lead has dwindled down to almost nothing.
What did he get?
It's
a
marathon. I got a big fat one.
A singular point. He had one more point than I did this week.
One singular point.
One.
Only one more point than I did this week, and I did not participate. So if that tells you anything, that was Willie's week.
That's putting it in perspective. Thank you, Elijah.
Very much so. But that is your recap for last week.
All right. Let's get to it. Big voice guy.
Number one.
There we go. All right, let's start in Knoxville. Tomorrow morning, 11 a.m. kickoff. Vols Wildcats. We just talked about it with Lee Sterling from Paramount Sports. Tennessee favored by 6.5. That game can be watched on SEC Network. Tennessee by 6.5. Willie, what do you got?
Matt Jones intrigued me in his insights. I am going to go with a close game, and therefore I will take Kentucky.
Okay. Chase.
Well, I am not going to think it's a close game. I'm going to say the Vols rebound. Give me Tennessee.
I, too, am going to take Tennessee minus the 6.5. This line is a little bit lower than I expected. I thought it would be more like about 8 up over that touchdown mark, 7.5, 8. So I'll take Tennessee minus the 6.5.
Number two.
The big one Saturday night, Georgia and Alabama. 7 o'clock kickoff on CBS. That line has gone down, as Lee said. Rarely does a coach change a line. In the case of Nick Saban, he does change a line. It did go down. Bama favored by 4.5. Willie, what do you got?
Wow.
And by the way, here's a quick question. We all know, because the networks tell us over and over and over again, Nick Saban's record versus his former coaches is what, right? every time he plays Lane Kiffin, every time he plays Kirby Smart, he's undefeated. He's never lost to a former assistant. If they lose this game, does that count?
Yes.
Is that count on his watch if he wasn't at the game?
Yes.
See, I don't know. That's tricky.
I'm just saying.
Is he – I mean, yes, he would be the head coach, but
if
would they –
If he's not there and he's not able to coach, does that stat – does that still count?
I think yes. I remember a long time ago.
I don't know if it should.
I remember a long time ago, Mike Krzyzewski had a back injury. This was mid-90s, and gave way to Pete Gaudet, who eventually became an assistant coach at Vanderbilt a couple of years later. But it ended up really hurting the relationship between Coach K and Pete Gaudet. He was a longtime Coach K assistant. They flopped. They had a terrible year. And, you know, Mike Krzyzewski was the coach the whole time. He just couldn't coach. But I think he said he wanted it to show on his record that he did not coach those games, all those games that they lost that year. So I thought that – I don't know what officially it, you know, the policy is now on that. But I think, you know, he's still the coach.
Okay, then let me ask the question. Should it count?
I think so.
But he's not coaching
the
team.
Well, he's the coach, though.
But he's not coaching the team.
He's not coaching the team, but he's the coach.
Yeah, but okay, I have an example that's not football related, but I'm going to use it. So Chad Knaus is the longtime crew chief for Jimmy Johnson. Jimmy Johnson won the Daytona 500 he's won it three times, but one of the times he won it, Chad Knaus, although still the crew chief,
many suspensions that he served.
He was suspended. For Chad Knaus's win total, it does not count. Darian Grubb gets the win as the crew chief for Jimmy Johnson, even though it was an interim basis. Just using that as an example, a little bit different. But if, in my opinion, if Nick Saban is not coaching the game, even though he's still the head coach, whoever the interim is.
I kind of feel the same way. I don't think it should count. Win or lose, I don't think it should count.
Well, you mentioned the word suspended. If a Major League Baseball manager is suspended, it's not like the interim, the person running the bench that night is the interim manager. Like on the official baseball records, it's still the manager, even the fact that he was suspended.
So is it? I guess it's just up to the sport and interpretation. Yep. Which
I think the general rule is it goes on his record.
Hmm. Okay. Just wanted to throw that out there. What do you got, Willie?
I don't have a strong feeling either way. This is going to be tough. I'm torn. I will take Alabama. I don't really know why. I just feel like they'll rally. They'll get it done.
Chase.
Roll Tide, Top Shelf.
Well, I do think they're going to rally as well. I think they respond. I'm not. I don't know if I'm willing to go top shelf yet, but I'm going to take Bama as well.
Number three.
Let's go to the pros. The game here: Texans, Titans. Need a game total from the listeners. Titans are favored by 3.5. That's Sunday at noon. Chase.
I believe the momentum continues, and I will take the Titans to cover.
Willie.
I got a feeling this is going to be a tough one. I'm going to take the Texans and the points.
There's just something fishy about it. I don't know. I should have done that in the Buffalo game because I thought that line was fishy. This seems fishy. It's like just begging you to take the Titans. I'm going to go Texans and the points.
Number four.
As we talked about earlier in the show, Derrick Henry's longest run from scrimmage this season is 16 yards. That was in the Minnesota game. It's his longest run of the year to this point. He's even had two games over 100 yards, 119 and 116 yards rushing, and still in those games does not have a long run that we've been accustomed to since Derrick Henry's been the bell cow running back for the Titans. So is this the week he gets his long run? He torched the Texans the last time he saw them. So the over-under is 16.5 yards. Has this become the week where he gets his longest run from scrimmage? Chase.
This is one of those questions where I'm going to refer to the Seinfeld episode. If what you feel is wrong, then the opposite must be right. And so I'm going to go the opposite of what I think, and I'm going to say over.
You're going to go over. Okay.
Say over.
Willie.
I'm going to say over, and I'm going to say top shelf. I like that it's only 16.5. You know, he doesn't have to break a 40-yarder, so I feel like that's pretty reasonable. Just one run of something.
We'll take 17.
Bigger than 16. I'll take 17. I feel like that's going to happen. This is not a great rush defense. So yeah, over top shelf.
Okay. I'll take the under.
Number 5.
Jadeveon Clowney going up against his former team, the team that drafted him number 1 overall. Jadeveon Clowney does not have a sack this season. Will he get a sack against the Texans? Yes or no? I will start. I'm going to go crazy, which I don't know why, because there's no proof, but I'm going to say yes. He records a sack in this game. Yes. Chase.
Okay. I think having Big Jeff back in helps. He's very, very close, so I'm too going to say yes.
I say nope.
Say no. Nope.
Says no.
I say nope.
Okay.
Number 6.
All right, finally, our game of the week right here on 102.5 The Game, a game that you can catch. And, of course, the game of the week is brought to you by Red Spirits and Wine in Bellevue and Gary Force Acura. And we're going to start with Aaron Rodgers versus Tom Brady, Packers and Bucks. Coverage will begin at 3 p.m. right here on 102.5 The Game. And so, with that being said, the Bucks are getting 1.5 at home. I will start. Packers are 4-0. Tampa is 3-2. That game is at 3:25, and you can watch it on Fox. I will take the Bucks plus 1.5 at home. In fact, I will. No, okay. I'm not going there. I'm taking Tampa plus
You thought about
there.
It.
I'm going to go Tennessee minus 6.5, or the college game. I'll take the Vols as my top shelf.
Okay.
I'm going to say Tennessee as my top shelf. Willie, you or Chase, you took Bama as your top shelf. Willie,
yep.
What's your top shelf?
Over 16.5 for Derrick Henry.
Over 16.5 yards, longest run. Okay. I'm going to take the Bucks. Chase, what do you got?
I will not go top shelf, but I will take Tommy and the Bucks.
So Packers get their first loss of the year.
Yep.
I will take the Packers.
All right. We'll come back. Your calls the rest of the way. Get locked into our contest. 737-1025, 615-737-1025. Our phone line is driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Our prize this week is a 4-pack of tickets to see MTSU take on Charlotte. Will Healy back in town at Floyd Stadium. That'll be the first Saturday of November, Saturday, November 7th. So a 4-pack of tickets to see MTSU and Charlotte down in Murfreesboro. We'll come back. Load up the lines. Remember, you get in via the phone, you get 2 top shelf picks. You can still play along online at thegamenashville.com, but you'll only get 1 top shelf. If you call in, you'll get 2. Your calls next.
All
All right, loaded lines. Let's get your calls the rest of the way. Let's get you locked in to pick six. Let's start things off with Steven. Steven, you're first up. Welcome in.
Hey, guys. Thank you. And I want to dedicate my performance this week to Chase.
Oh, okay. Oh,
why is that?
Well, because he's like little Ralphie in A Christmas Story, having to pin his hopes on the Red Ryder BB gun. So I don't like the Cowboys, but he has my empathy and sympathy.
Thank you, Steven.
Wow.
The red rifle, we trust.
So as we talked about earlier with no one feels sorry for Rick Pitino, apparently somebody feels sorry for Chase. So there you go. Okay, Steven. Go right ahead. Who's reading? Willie?
Let's start with Kentucky at Tennessee. Tennessee is a 6.5-point favorite at home.
Give me the Vols.
You got the Vols. You got it. Georgia is a 4.5-point dog traveling to Tuscaloosa to take on Bama. Number two versus number three. We know the story is Nick Saban.
Yeah, but Nick Saban doesn't call the offense. Bama, double top shelf.
Double top shelf. Doble top shelf.
Whew. Whew.
All right, we need a game total on this one. Game score. Game total, rather. Texans at Titans coming here to Nashville. Division rivalry. Titans favored by 3.5.
Give me the Titans with the total of 57.
57, so you like a little high-scoring affair here. Okay. Will Derrick Henry's longest run, this would be a rush attempt, be over or under 16.5 yards? Correct, Darren? This is not if he catches a screen pass. That doesn't count,
this
right?
This is his longest run. Run.
Yes. It will be over 16.5.
You say yes. And
don't forget, the king was crowned in Week 17 against the Texans last year.
It was duly noted earlier in the show. Correct. You are. All right, let's go to Jadeveon Clowney. We want to know, will he have his first sack as a Titan against his former team?
Yes.
You say he will. And finally, as Chris Berman used to call it on the ESPN on the Sunday morning countdown, the Bay of Pigs game, when both teams were really, really bad, this would be Green Bay at Tampa Bay. Packers favored by 1.5 on the road.
Give me the Packers.
You like the Pack. All right.
All right. Steven, you're good to go. Have a great weekend. Thank you.
Thank you.
Hopefully you can win one for Chase. All right. 615-737-1025. Let's go to Jason. Jason, you're up next. Welcome in.
Hey, guys. Please.
All right, let's start off at the top. In the SEC, Tennessee is hosting Kentucky as a 6.5-point favorite.
Give me the balls.
You got it. We have Georgia facing Bama. Big game, CBS, primetime. Georgia is a 4.5-point underdog.
Give me Bama and back out one of my top shelf.
I didn't get that. Wait, say that again.
Give me Bama and that one of my top shelves.
Okay, Bama, one of the top shelves. Okay. Texans at Titans on Sunday. Titans favored by 3.5.
Give me the Texans. I think it'll be a close game. Give me 53 points on the game total.
53 points. Will Derrick Henry's longest rush attempt be over or under 16.5 yards?
So over.
Over. Will Jadeveon Clowney have his first sack as a Titan?
Yes.
Darren, here's a clarification for you.
I knew you were going there. I know
what
where you're going.
What if he gets a half a sack?
Half a sack, I know.
And he's on the board. He's in the category.
That's still a sack, guys. That's still a sack.
That counts.
Guess a half a sack does count, because right now he does not even have a half sack. He's got 0.0. So, yes, I guess we will count even a half sack as a sack. So, yes.
Okay. At least a half a sack. Over or under a quarter of a sack? I guess you could word it that way. All right, how about the Packers?
Can we move on?
How about the Packers at Bucks? Packers favored by 1.5.
This seems like this is, I don't know, it's not enough points. Give me the Packers and make that my other top shelf.
Okay, you like the Pack, and that's a top shelf. Gotcha.
Yes, sir. Y'all have a good weekend, guys.
All right, thank you. You too, Jason. 615-737-1025. Let's go to Jeremy. Jeremy, you're up next. Welcome in.
afternoon, gentlemen.
All right, you got the Kentucky Wildcats. They are a 6.5-point dog facing Tennessee at Neyland Stadium.
Tennessee big.
Tennessee big. Okay. How about you? Is that a top shelf?
Yes, sir.
Top shelf indeed. Alabama hosting Georgia in Tuscaloosa.
Georgia with the upset.
All right, Georgia plus the 4.5. What about the Titans and the Texans?
Houston and 51 points.
51 points, and you take Houston plus 3.5. Derrick Henry over or under 16.5 yards for his longest run?
Under.
Under. How about Jadeveon Clowney? Will he have a sack?
No.
You say no.
Not
and finally,
a mobile quarterback.
Finally, how about the Packers taking on the Bucks?
Green Bay, other top shelf.
Green Bay is the other top shelf, and that is minus 1.5.
Yes, sir.
Okay, Jeremy, have a great weekend. Thank you.
All right, take care. Have a good weekend.
615-737-1025. That is our phone line driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Let's go to Mike. Mike, you're up next. Welcome in.
Hello.
Hello, Mike.
Hello.
Let's go. Let's start in the SEC and go Tennessee, Kentucky.
Let's go Tennessee.
All right, Tennessee minus the 6.5. How about Georgia, plus 4.5 at Alabama?
Alabama.
You got it. How about the Texans coming to visit to play the Titans on Sunday?
Titans, I'm going to go 61.
61. Woo. You like the high-scoring affairs, and you like the Titans minus the 3.5. Derrick Henry, yep. Does he get a run at least over 16.5 yards?
Yes.
You say yes. It'll be over 16.5. How about Jadeveon Clowney and a sack?
No.
No. Packers at Bucks. Aaron Rodgers, Tom Brady, head-to-head.
I take the Packers and double top shelf. Mm.
Double top shelf. Really? We're leaning heavy towards the Packers here.
Interesting. Is that everything?
That is.
All right, Mike. Good luck. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.
All right, let's go to Mark. Mark, you're up next on Pick 6. Welcome in.
Hey, hello, guys. How y'all doing?
We're doing well, Mark. How about Kentucky at Tennessee to get it started?
I'm going to take Tennessee, and that'll be my top shelf.
Tennessee minus the 6.5 is a top shelf. All right, Georgia, Bama.
I'm going to take Georgia.
Georgia plus the 4.5. How about the Tennessee Titans and the Houston Texans?
I'm going to take the Titans 48 points.
Titans minus 3.5, game score 48. Will Derrick Henry's longest run be over or under 16.5 yards?
I'm going to say yes.
Indeed. All right, Jadeveon Clowney, will he have a sack?
I'm going to say yes.
And finally, the Buccaneers hosting the Packers as a 1.5-point dog.
I'm going to take Tampa Bay.
Tampa Bay plus 1.5. You got it.
We got everything. All right, Mark. Have a great weekend. Thank you.
Yeah, y'all too.
615-737-1025. Let's go to Kevin. Kevin, you're up next on Pick 6. Welcome in.
Hey.
Hello, Kevin. Let's start in Knoxville, Tennessee hosting Kentucky. Tennessee, a 6.5-point favorite.
Give me Tennessee.
You got the Vols. How about the Crimson Tide and the Georgia Bulldogs? Georgia, a 4.5-point dog on the road.
Give me Alabama and one of my top shelves.
All right, that's top shelf number one. The Titans host the Texans on Sunday. Titans are favored by 3.5.
Give me the Titans and total 47.
Bingo. Derrick Henry's longest run, will it be over or under 16.5 yards on Sunday?
It'll be over.
And will Jadeveon Clowney have a sack?
No.
You say no. You say he stays sackless for the season. All right, let's go to Packers and Bucks on Sunday.
Give me the Packers and that's my other top shelf.
You say the Packers top shelf minus one and a half. I believe we only have one Buccaneer vote. No?
Sounds
is that right, Elijah?
Yeah, that sounds right.
I think we're keeping score. I think we have only one that has gone for the Bucs.
All right. Thank you. We got everything. Good luck.
You got the game score
right,
for the Titans?
Have a good weekend.
All right. You too. Let's get Will in here, and the rest of you stay in there. We'll get you off air. Will, you'll be our final caller on air. Like I said, the rest of you will still get locked in with two top shelves off the air. Welcome in.
Hey, good afternoon, guys. Thank you for doing this.
All right. As we get these picks, let's remind everybody, too, play online. It really does make the games more fun. We've had so much fun bantering back and forth with all this stuff over the weekend. So thegamenashville.com, jump in there. Kentucky at Tennessee is our first one.
I'm taking the Vols big top shelf.
All right, Tennessee minus 6.5 top shelf. Georgia plus 4.5 at Bama.
Georgia.
You got Georgia on the road. How about the Houston Texans at the Tennessee Titans on Sunday?
And take the Titans.
Titans minus 3.5, and we need a game total. Total amount of points.
36.
You go low scoring, okay. Derrick Henry's longest run, will it be over or under 16.5 yards?
I'd like to stick with the stats, but he did have a blowout game last year, so I'm going to take yes, he will get 16.
You say yes, all right. What about Mr. Clowney? Will he have a sack for the Titans?
I'm going to say yes. I think he has a breakout game. That's what I'm hoping for, thanks to my fantasy team. I'm going to also make that a top shelf, and I'm going to predict he gets about two sacks.
Ooh, all right, all right. Going bold. And finally, the last game will be Green Bay at Tampa Bay. Aaron Rodgers and co. minus 1.5.
Packers roll.
Packers roll on the road. Wow. Everybody going heavy Packers.
This could be a big swing game in our contest, for sure. Okay. All right, good stuff. Have a great weekend. Thank you.
Thank you, Sam.
All right, we'll get the rest of you off the air. You'll still be locked in via phone with two top shelves. We'll come back and wrap up Friday's edition of Darren, Donick, and Chase next. All right, you know when Dave is playing, we're around the third and we're heading home on this Friday. Tennessee, Kentucky tomorrow at 11 a.m. Georgia and Alabama tomorrow night at 7 p.m. on CBS. Got the Texans and Titans at noon on Sunday. Some big tilts in the NFL on Sunday. We couldn't get to all of them. Steelers-Browns is intriguing. The Monday night matchup of the Bills and the Chiefs. I asked Lee Sterling about Le'Veon Bell if you think he'll have any impact in that offense. They've already got weapons galore. Do you think he has any impact in Kansas City?
The way I've watched, Edwards-Helaire is very, very good, but I feel like he needs a second guy, a complimentary guy. And the guy they bring in, I forget his name, is it Williams? I think Le'Veon Bell as
Darrell Williams.
Darrell Williams. They don't use Edwards-Helaire in the hurry up, in the 2 minute. So certain packages, he's not in there. Even though he can still catch passes. But I think Le'Veon Bell as a change of pace and a guy that helps them out of the backfield, I think he could be a complimentary player. I'm really curious to see how it unfolds week to week with usage because, as we said from the very, very start, it's a lot to just say, we draft this guy, we put him in there, and he's the man all year long. I think you learn about him. He's a very talented player, but I think he needs that second guy. I have not been impressed with the second guy, Williams. Doesn't do much. So I think Bell is an upgrade on that guy.
Yeah, I'd agree with that. I mean, I don't think you're bringing him in to light it up, and we've seen now Le'Veon Bell, just how he has played things the last few years just has not worked out at all in his favor, so he has chosen poorly. But, I mean, Kansas City is trying to win another Super Bowl, and they think he can make the team better, and I think in the case of what we're talking about, he probably can.
Not the things you want to hear, what Lee threw out there, that he's talked to people that said, yeah, I'm talking about him falling asleep in meetings. It's like, yikes. Look, it goes back to what we talked about before, right? It's all about preparation. And look, if you're not doing the things behind the scenes that nobody sees, it'll come out. Like it just affects you. And here's a prime example, right? I mean, he has never been the same. I mean, when's the last time Le'Veon Bell was an impactful player in the NFL?
Well, the year before he held out.
Which has been how long ago?
Well, he sat out 2018.
Like 4 years ago?
No.
Three years ago?
He sat out 2018. So the answer would be 2017, where he was one of the best in the game.
Right. 2017. Been a while.
But I think if you are trying to regenerate your career, you say, hey, we made a bad choice. We went to a bad team. Put me on a winning team, and I will earn a contract for next year. That's the goal for him, so he better not be falling asleep in meetings because the Chiefs don't need him, right? They'll find somebody else. If he screws up for a couple weeks and doesn't have any impact, it doesn't mean anything to the Chiefs. They're already really good. They're just trying to get a little bit better. So he's got motivation. He wanted to go to a team that was good. He wanted to be in a complete opposite. Because for the Steelers, every year he played, they were a team that was contending
sure.
for a title. That was a winning situation. So I think it's worth a flyer. It's not like the Chiefs put themselves out money-wise. They got nothing to lose, almost.
True. I think that's fair. I mean, if you're looking for a guy that they're, you know, whatever he brings to the table, it doesn't affect what Kansas City's doing, right? If he brings something to the table, it can only help them. If he brings nothing to the table, they're going to still be fine without, you know what I mean? They're not depending on him.
Sure.
Which is probably the situation whoever signed him needed to be in, right? You don't want to go into that situation going, man, we need Le'Veon Bell to return to 2017 form. Like, not going to happen.
It's a Patriots-like move. Like, hey, if he can help us, great. If he can't, we'll cut him.
I agree. All right, everybody, enjoy a wonderful weekend here in Middle Tennessee. Be safe. We want you back with us Monday morning at 10 a.m. Man, we will have plenty to talk about. We will see you then. Closing time. You don't have to go home, but you can't stay.